MITEI's Net Zero Navigator reveals risks of delaying decarbonisation. 6th of January 2026, by Elementary Content Team. Decarbonisation is increasingly viewed as a business and economic imperative, not just a climate ambition. Falling costs for solar, battery, and other renewable technologies are reshaping investment decisions, with organisations that can demonstrate robust compliance and a strong business case best positioned to unlock access to private capital. However, hurdles remain, including an emerging water shortfall, delays in securing grid connections, and a growing green skills gap. Research from MITEI's latest Net Zero Navigator report shows that organizations achieving the greatest decarbonization progress are those embedding net zero into their core business strategy, rather than treating it solely as a compliance obligation. Drawing on insight from sustainability leaders, the report highlights an increasing emphasis on energy resilience, operational compliance, and long-term cost stability to enhance the commercial benefits of decarbonization for organizations. Where private capital meets clean power ambition, despite nearly three-quarters, 71%, of sustainability leaders reporting increasing difficulty in accessing finance for decarbonisation over the past year, in part due to a decrease in public sector funding schemes, the availability of private capital is increasing. The private sector is expected to contribute between 65% and 90% of the £40 billion investment required each year to meet the UK's 2030 clean power target, which will unlock new opportunities for organisations which can demonstrate a strong business case. Falling costs for solar, battery, and other renewables is increasing investment appeal, and so robust business cases, coupled with evidence of compliance, remain essential. Yet over a third, 33% of leaders, say they need better access to data and reporting technology to support compliance and risk management amid evolving energy efficiency regulations. Additionally, recent schemes such as the National Energy System Operator's Demand Flexibility Service will support investment in renewable technologies, with almost half, 49% of respondents, planning to invest in on-site battery storage in 2026. Water is the one to watch in 2026. Despite the potential for private sector funding, significant barriers remain to achieving net zero ambitions, including water scarcity, delays in securing grid connections, and ongoing skills shortages. In 2026, water will require the same level of strategic focus as energy. As costs rise and regulation tightens, switching service providers could deliver more competitive pricing. Yet 1 in 12 sustainability leaders, 8%, remain unaware of UK water reduction targets. Organisations can begin addressing this by reviewing their water footprint through measures such as smart metering and by making simple operational changes, including reducing chemical use or implementing water-efficient processes. MITEI's decarbonisation experts share top tips on how to navigate the fast-evolving decarbonisation landscape, including creating high-performing buildings. To meet new EPC standards, organisations should identify steps to improve the EPC rating of their building and sustainability of their operations, starting with the quick wins and building strong business cases for investment for larger projects. Increasing investment in energy storage. With grid reform, clean energy projects are expected to accelerate, driving investment in on-site energy and battery storage, enabling organisations to store and use clean energy as an effective way to offset price hikes, as well as creating commercial opportunities, including the resale of power back to the grid during periods of peak demand. Evolving net zero strategies. Business strategies must see net zero as being about building resilience and no longer purely about carbon and climate. To stay agile, organizations need stronger digital tools to ensure compliance and access to green financing, including exploring private finance partnerships to unlock funding as public schemes scale back. Accelerating green skills uptake. Net zero is now as much about creating resilient, future-ready organizations as it is about cutting carbon. A rapid expansion of workforce training and upskilling is needed to plug the green skills shortage, which threatens to slow progress. This year's report also includes insights from Dr. Ryan Murray Thomas, OBE, Chief Executive Officer of the Green Finance Institute. Dr. Thomas highlights that a wait-and-see approach wields higher risk than engaging proactively in the decarbonisation agenda and could lead to higher long-term costs, compliance challenges, and operational disruption. Read the full Net Zero Navigator report. Research conducted by Opinium on behalf of MITEI from the 16th of October 2025 to 22nd of October 2025. Survey of 100 senior managers with responsibility for corporate sustainability at companies with over 1,000 employees.